Thank you all very much for coming down here and joining me today. I put this presentation, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about community design. And to go into that, I'm also going to share with you a little bit about myself, about my childhood and background, and the things that have kind of led up to me being here right now, and why community design and community art is such a big and important thing in my life. To start off, I'd just like to bring these big words up. These are things that I think about on a daily basis. What does it mean to be a hero? For a hero is distinguished with courage, ability, admired for his or her brave deeds, noble qualities. Heroes come in many forms in life, ranging from one's family and friends to athletes to movie stars. Community. A group of people living in the same place or having a particular characteristic in common. A feeling of fellowship with others as a result of sharing common attitudes, interests, and goals. First off, just want to tell you all where I'm from. I am from Northern California, from Humboldt County specifically. I grew up very sheltered in the woods, about an hour from the nearest town. The redwoods and nature and the ocean were all something that were a big part of my childhood that I think helped shape this appreciation and the love for the outdoors that keeps people like us in communities like Bozeman. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about my childhood, and please bear with me on a few of these things. But I would like you to know where I came from, and I want you to know what inspires me and what pushes me to do the things I do. The first few years of my childhood was very difficult. I feel like I had to kind of overcome a few things to get to where I am now, to be the person that I am now. My brother and I were born to a schizophrenic mother. We were homeless on the streets. We stayed with random men for shelter. We experienced abuse, physically and sexually, neglect. After a while, this led us into the home of a sex offender. And once my family found out about this, they informed the law, and we were taken away, and we were put into a foster home with the state. And eventually, my Aunt Rebecca found out. And she said, I'm not going to let that happen to my family. She went in and she rescued us. And she became our adopted legal guardian from that point on. And forever changed my life, if you will. I put here at the bottom, the greatest memory of my life was when I asked my aunt if I could call her mom after learning in school what family was and feeling like I didn't have one. She said yes. And for the first time, I felt like I had family. I felt like I had love in my life. I felt like I was actually whole and complete, and I could be someone. There is the wonderful lady. That's my Aunt Rebecca, or Mom, I learned to call her. She is also an art teacher, a teacher of many things, an artist of every medium you could imagine. But she's mainly my inspiration. I share this with you because having been someone that life was totally changed and what I feel like was saved, you get a feeling like you need to give that back. And that feeling stays with you your whole life, and that appreciation and that need to feel like you can give back to the community and you could help someone else. Because I felt like my life was saved. And when that happens, you can't forget about that. That lives you through your whole life. And I feel blessed that I was saved and that now I have that ability to figure out how I could try to give back and do my part to save someone else in this world that needs my help. My chance came. As I grew up, I wanted to do anything that I could to be a hero. It's a funny, idealized word, But to me, it means everything, and I'll strive my whole life to become and find out that way I could be a hero in whatever way I know how. I was a firefighter for my early 20s with the Gallatin Forest Service, and I did that for a few years, and it was great. You know, I grew up athletic and wanting that physical challenge, so it was something that fit well. I can get a good workout, stay in shape, and I know that I'm doing something good for the community and helping. After a few years, you might say I got a little bit bored. You know, the physical wasn't quite enough. It was, I wanted more. I wanted to feel more of an impact in the world around me. I also wanted to be an artist. You know, my mom being an artist was a great inspiration. I'm lucky that I have got multiple sides of my family that are very creative, maybe a little too creative. And it was something that I saw growing up and wanted to do. While being a firefighter in my early 20s, I spent a lot of time just making art and trying to develop this creative side in my life. Right around that time, one of my best friends and roommates gave me a hacked version of Photoshop. And from there, I felt like I had gotten this great tool that could allow me to do anything that I dreamed of. And so there's my first Photoshop collage, and just the idea that I could cut out pictures and put them together and form new concepts was so uplifting and felt so powerful and exciting to me. I wanted to be an artist, and I didn't really know how. I didn't want to be poor. I'd have already been through that. I didn't want to have to scrape by my whole life. And I got the suggestion, well, maybe try graphic design. And it was a great suggestion, and it allowed me to figure out how I could be an artist, but be a working artist and still make a living from it. So I went back to school and got a graphic design degree. While in school, I started taking all these skills that I was learning, like the full Adobe Suite, InDesign, Illustrator, art classes, sculpture classes. And not that I didn't like the school curriculum, but I wanted to do something that I wasn't being graded on, I wasn't being judged on, do something that was just purely me and showing what I could do, not having to do anything with school. So I started making stickers, and I cut them out by hand. You see this cute little gal in the left-hand corner? Those are some stickers that I started making and produced. I think I made cut out by hand about 2,000. Then I had another 1,000 made from SES, and I tried to tag the whole town with them. And like a Shepherd Fairey move, I wanted to be recognized. I wanted to be known. And I wanted to show that I could do something good. Along this time, I had become friends with Missy O'Malley. She invited me to her variety show, which we did a few years back, to raise money for the YMCA. And that's what that shot is on the top left. And it felt so good. That was the first charity fundraiser I got to be a part of with my robot and with my art. And it felt so wonderful, and I really felt like, okay, now I'm actually giving back. Now I'm getting to be a part. I'm getting to do something wonderful, and it felt so uplifting and so rich. This little gal, she'd hugged the robot, and she didn't want to let go. Her dad or grandfather was trying to pull her out the door, and she just held to his hand like it was her family, and it was amazing. It was really inspiring to see that effect on such a little kid. And I think from that really touched me, and it became really clear that I need to focus on kids. If kids are the ones that are appreciating it and are recognizing the beauty and the happiness in it, or even taking part of feeling that joy, then that's what I needed to do. So that paper robot project turned from stickers to how could I use art to help the community. And that was kind of my logo and phrase for the 2 years that I did the project. During that course of time, I reached out to every Bozeman kids group that I could. That's the Big Brothers Big Sisters on the top right. I got to know some of those kids, not very well, but enough to have a couple playtimes, to give them stickers, to let them wear the costume, to kind of share what art and creativity can do, and to show that there is meaning and value, and it can have a large impact. And sometimes making kids smile is really all you have to do. And sometimes that's the most important thing you can do. Like most projects and graphic designers do, I tried to take it to the max extent. I merged it out. I made t-shirts. I made posters. I made comics of it. I did anything that I could do to start trying to make money to pay for it, and as well as to make money that I could start giving to kids programs. The bottom right, I did a lecture at Bozeman High School, and I simply went in to say, hey, what can I do? This is my project. Would you like to help me? Do you have any ideas? You know, I talked to their art class, and I mainly just wanted to share the idea that it doesn't really take more than some pieces of cardboard, some tape, some tinfoil, and maybe some paper to have an impact, and that you could build up these ideas and build up these good things just with willpower and belief. I ended it with, I learned screen printing, and I sold a few different t-shirt series at World Board Skate Shop here in Bozeman. I can't say that it made a lot of money, but the little bit of money that it did, I donated to the YMCA, and it felt extremely wonderful to give back, and then as well as to see your friends wearing this apparel and clothing and showing their support just by doing that as well. It was a kickball party that I met someone from the Bozeman water and city. So I worked with the city water to design this no dumping drains to Bozeman Creek, essentially to protect our waterways and drainage flows in the Bozeman community. And we got to work with the Big Sky Youth Empowerment Program. And so we spent a whole Saturday with the kids talking, educating about art and the impact it can have. And it was truly wonderful to see these kids smile, to see these kids, how inspired they were, but to see them do something that was really fun and also really wonderful to the community. You know, they got to learn a lesson about art, about street art, and about trying to do what you can to help others and to invest into your community. We got great press. It was a great thing, something I'm very proud of and look back at. And they're still doing this project every summer, so get involved if you want. This brings you up to, takes us where we are now. Currently, I work for this wonderful guy, Adam, at Red Tractor Pizza. He's in the front row here. And he has a lot of the same goals as I do. It makes sense that we've come together on this because he is always looking out for the community. He's always trying to do his part to educate. So the fact that now we're doing this farm-to-school mural makes perfect sense, and it almost feels very fateful. We were fortunate to be featured on Montana This Morning with Missy O'Malley a few weeks ago. Adam Pacioni, myself, and the idea, we just want to spread the word about how we could create this mural to show the wonderful impacts of farm to school and farm to table and eating local foods and sourcing from your local farms, your local ranches, and really investing in your own community. On top of that, you know, the obvious health benefits, eating healthy and being strong and growing up to be healthy. And so it's a wonderful project we're doing currently. We're almost done with the mural, but let me take you through some of the pictures and show you some of the things we've done. You know, a lot of these projects, you know, are kid-based. And, you know, this is the best part of what I get to do, is to show the kids that they can be a part of these things, that they can have an impact, on top of it just being fun. And you know, the kids get to go home and say, hey, you know, I'm on this wall and look what I did every time they drive by. You know, the great part is what they did is they got to support a wonderful cause in Bozeman. They get to help spread that word and really kind of enforce some of these great qualities and ideals that we're trying to push to the main front of our community, as slow as a process it might be. We've had great help from the Bozeman High School. They've volunteered 2 days, and really, I don't think I would have been able to do this mural without their help. It's funny, when you deal with high schoolers, you often deal with a lot of attitude. You could deal with people not maybe caring so much when they don't fully understand the spectrum. But I didn't get any of that with these kids. All these kids were excited and happy to be here, happy to be a part of this project. And I was happy to share with them and maybe educate them on what they could do, whether it's being a larger part in the community and helping out, or in a smaller way, what it seems like is just a painting. Fortunately, I think that this painting is a lot more than that. You know, again, more shots of a lot of great people helping. These are my friends. These are my personal friends. These are Bozeman High School students. These are people I've randomly met on the street. You know, I had two guys come and join me at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night. They're on a road trip to Wisconsin, and they skated up to me. And they said, what's going on here? I said, hey, we're making a mural for Farm to School, and we're trying to educate about eating healthier and sourcing local. And they said, well, we got a couple hours. Let us help. I said, great. Awesome. So I became friends with these two random guys. You know, no idea who they were, where they were going, you know, but they saw that value, and they saw the fun in it. They saw the joy in it, and maybe they saw the impact too, but I didn't have to ask them. They just walked up and they wanted to be involved. And I think art and design and creativity has that special effect. It pulls in people because it's something that's very pure. It's very honest. It's very real. And hopefully it's fun. Hopefully it's fun for a lot of them too. Another one of my best friends up on there working her butt off, you know, helping me get it done. More high schoolers, and you know, for this project, it's pretty clear. It's a Bozeman scenery with lots of animals, local animals, trying to farm and eat healthy. It's straightforward. It's very cartoon-like. I wanted to pull those kids in, and I said, "This is for you, kids. This is for the children of our community." I don't expect adults to go by and say, "Oh, that's wonderful," you know, but that's not who it's meant for. It's meant for kids, so they could see that and they could feel that and they could understand that importance. This is Liam. He joined me the first weekend. He and his dad stopped by after going to Wendy's, which is what the parking lot is in front of that side of Red Tractor Pizza. And he and his dad came over, and I could see how excited this kid was about it. And I could tell he wanted to be involved. I didn't know how much time they had, so I just gave him a cup with a paintbrush and some paint. I said, here, start. I could use your help right there. That book needs to be gray. Get after it. So he went into it. His dad came over as they were about to leave, and his dad saw him at work, and then he stayed for another 3 hours. And his dad came up to me multiple times and said, and thanked me, because he told me how much his son loved art and how much his son wanted to be an artist and how this was a really special and important thing for his son. And it was so clear and it was so obvious. I could see this kid just buzzing with excitement, buzzing with emotion, buzzing because he felt like he got to be a part of this really big project. He started talking to me like it was his mural. You know, he's talking to me like he was a paid muralist being there trying to help out. You know, that's how seriously this little kid started taking this project. You know, and that's just a random kid going by. He stopped by two more times the last 2 weekends. Last Saturday, he was there with me for 6 hours. And as you could see, I started giving him anything I could possibly think of to keep painting and to keep working. And when he got done, he'd run up to me and say, "I'm done with this. What next? What do you want me to do next?" It was just the amount of energy I almost couldn't even control. I felt like I was becoming a teacher and trying to okay, yeah, well, here, get on that color, you know. So that's one person, and there's been many of those like this on this project. This is where we're at now. We're just about complete. I'd like to leave you with these questions as I end today. And we're trying to wrap it up this weekend, but I think it's going to go out to next weekend, and we're having a big signing party. So we're going to get all the kids, all the families, all the contributors, all the sponsors to come down, give us signatures, handprints, and kind of give a big thank you and recognition to all those people that have helped. Personally, this is my first mural. It's been a dream of mine to do a mural my whole life. So it, when I had this opportunity, I jumped on it, and it's been one of the most rewarding projects I've been able to work on. And to end it, I just would like to ask you, what is your skill? What are your motivations? How can you help your community? And do you know anyone that needs help? Thank you very much. Again, it was Catalin Corrigan. Always interested in design work, always interested in making new friends and meeting new people. And if you have a question, if you want to talk, I am here to talk about any and everything with you. My door is always open. Thanks.